Professor Robertson said the volcano continues to record ongoing steaming and lahars when there's heavy rainfall. He said the activity at the volcano is low, but the team continues to monitor the situation in the event that there are any changes.
Seismic activity at Soufré has remained low since, you know, since the explosion, since I last was here. We basically continue to have sort of the residual events, a few earthquakes every now and then. Most of the activity is still, as most people know, really related to ongoing steaming, because you had hot material ejected and also lahars and things like that as the material gets mobilized. So activity is still at a low level. There's always still, you know, we keep looking at it closely because there's always a chance when these things happen that things could reactivate, and we're always looking for signs.
Professor Robertson highlighted some of the dangers associated with the summit of the volcano, and he is reminding Vincentians that it is not safe to visit the volcano at this time.
The dangers associated with the volcano, and this would probably remain so for a little while, is really associated to the summit, because the summit has had significant changes, and there's now a lot more hot rock close to the surface than you had before. So while before, people would have been accustomed to having steaming from an area on the pre-existing dome, and where the temperatures would have been, you know, less than or around 100 degrees at most, 100 degrees Celsius. Now we have material up there that is much hotter. So going into the crater, going into those areas is going to be a really bad idea. Quite apart from that, because of all the damage that was done at the summit, there's really no path and no clear trail. So quite apart from the damage that was done by the volcano, you've had subsequent damage from the hurricanes and the tropical storms that have passed through. So really the top summit, the summit area of the volcano, the top parts of the volcano is really going to be an area that we would recommend people staying away from.
Professor Robertson said people can return to their normal activities, but must continue to be on the alert for any changes. He said the team will continue its monitoring and update the public accordingly.
Apart from that, the rest of the island and the rest of the country, you know, we could start going back to what we were doing, bearing in mind that you could have residual lahars, but otherwise activity is still low. And the observatory and the team at SRC, SMU, and NEMO continue to keep a close eye, making sure that stations are running, the network is up and running, and that we're keeping a close eye on what's happening, so that if things change, we could alert the authorities so they could take the necessary action, and the people.
That was lead scientist of the La Soufre monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufre volcano update.